shouldn't trash talk radio too much.
Go wreck it.
Welcome to the new school. It's something to try. Cause fuck 50 Cent, I'd rather a buck 65. And if you haven't heard of us, then just ask your friends. Cause we're the reason people wanna listen to rap again.
Good evening, fellow Earthlings. I'm Duke Buzzy. This is a very special episode 65 of Between Bars and Roundtable Radio. You're here for the best independent Canadian hip-hop music, and this is springtime, baby. My guest this week has been giving Canadian artists their props on the steel wheels from time. DJ Two Creams holds it down in the wee hours of Friday morning with the mix at CKCU and has held his own sharing stages with giants. I met up with him in Ottawa to talk about vinyl, revolution, and nocturnal living. I also handed him the keys to the crates, as it were.
Wait a minute, drop an old school beat.
And now, it's time for our feature presentation.
DJ Two Creams.
Being that he's a curator of fine music, I handed him the programmer's hat for this episode so as we could know what he's talking about when he says things like good music. In his own words, this is DJ Two Creams.
Your career's on hold. Ain't seen a check. Got no pesos yet. We about to drop a payload on deck. You talking rock the boat. You about to get wet. Plug us in, ever ready. Because we never rest. Got the overtime workflow fresh. And I suggest you run to your water closet. Check your bar set. Live stream like you never come across yet. Serve MCs that act like stewardess. Take that cross check. Run ahead, kick back, arrest. And don't take it as a disrespect.
Said when they cry. Extra, extra.
For the same.
Extra, extra.
Ones that they had before.
Extra, extra.
When you find
extra, extra.
You're rolling.
Extra, extra.
Ain't no half-stepping anymore.
The extra mile.
A lot of artists in the game now, we're here today. Ain't going today. It's probably because they choose to go the way of the road that most believe pulling directions of fame. Not knowing that the sign failed, word to George and Elaine, but still they spit schemes without a thing to sustain us. Then try to blame us when we don't support the heinous. No, I can't get into music sentimentally detain us. Pull out my inner Adele and bring that fire to your rain, cuz no longer satisfied with the stat quo. And that's the reason I combine my rhyme with that bro rail. We're not afraid to let the gods up loose. Separate aces in the game that make a powerful deuce. The industry says why. And we say why not create that thing they haven't seen so we can further the plot. You wanna know what we got? Wanna see what's next? So we're about to bring a little something extra. Stay tuned.
Said they cry.
Extra, extra.
For the same.
Extra, extra.
Ones that they had before.
Extra, extra.
When you find
extra, extra.
You're rolling.
Extra, extra.
There ain't no half-stepping anymore.
And this is the extra mile.
Like, yeah, like, yeah, like, yeah, like, yeah, 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 y
So many rappers are suspect as usual, but we on our Keith Murray putting in time to birth the most beautiful on the job without the office of the cubicle. Holla, not the white collar, but what's suitable. Live verses are crucial, keep them in a pouch and get them off my chest, let them out like marsupials. Overcoming like we've been down under, enlightening on a roll, inbound thunder. Frady cats slumber in their hidden sound bunker when we pool our resources like an in-ground. Cool summer, splash, schooling these babble fish. I'm deep and they just below sea level, average. We need to trim the fat and add some grit. What's your safety word? Whip you into shape, sadomasochist. Why? Why? Double dose like your Tylenol, the extra strength.
Keep on doing that.
Yeah, hi, I'm at CKCU, DJ Two Creams. How's it going?
I'm doing good, I'm doing good. How are you doing, man?
So far, so good. It was a late night last night.
Very.
It was an early morning this morning.
That's for sure.
It wasn't supposed to be, but it was. Okay, so let's start with the name. DJ Two Creams, I got a feeling that comes from somewhere.
My name is actually given to me by a girl, actually. I did not choose my name, as some DJs have chosen their names and some haven't. Because a lot of times DJs get their names given to them by friends or associates.
Yeah.
She said that I played so many different styles, and it's like two different flavors. But I was kind of like, sure, I'll run with it. But I've never heard of cream coming in two different flavors. So I was kind of like, yeah, I'll just go with it.
Yeah. Okay, so you are the host of The Mix on CKCU from 2 to 6 a.m. Friday mornings.
Yes.
Yes. How long have you been doing that?
This is, I believe, it's either my third or fourth year now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just going strong, trying to bring Canadian hip-hop closer together, bring more people on the air, and just showcase more Canadian hip-hop, as well as just me spinning good music for people.
Yeah, I noticed you do blend the two different styles. Well, I'll say two, because I don't know much about the other school that you sort of represent there with the dance music and the...
Mm-hmm. I'm definitely not the type of DJ just to stick in one genre.
Yeah.
I like to be able to be pretty well-versed, so I like to play, like, old-school funk, some disco, house, the odd sometimes, trap. Pretty much everything that's gonna at least make it so that you keep enjoying it.
Yeah.
And like, I'll play like the underground and the old school hip hop, but then I like to switch it up and try and hit you with a new flavor. I'm on in the air for 4 hours, so 4 hours of straight hip hop sometimes doesn't get all that interesting for people, but I do try to tend to, like, at least if I'm playing a different genre, still have a hip hop feel in it.
Mm-hmm.
And mix it with hip hop, so.
Yeah, you got 4 hours to bring it around.
Yeah, play around with it a little.
Yeah, yeah. How many regular spinning gigs do you have around the city?
Lately, right now, it's getting pretty busy. The lodge is like my permanent home right now, but for some reason, I seem to keep getting booked for like opening for some pretty big names and getting to. Play for a couple of the underground artists here and there. Good. And then I get booked for doing special events for people, so it seems to be picking up and causing me to have even less sleep than what I usually what I usually do, but it's all for the love, right?
Live fast, work hard.
Oh, for sure.
Die young.
Usually every year I get to, there's a festival here called House of Paint. Mm. And I've been a part of that for the last 2 years. I've got to do quite a bit of different festivals. I usually do quite a bit of community stuff as well, like the Terry Fox Run, Walks for Cancer and stuff. I usually DJ those just to give back to the community. I also do the odd, I guess you could say, like teaching course on DJing for high school kids and younger. Try and dabble in a little bit of everything and give back what I can.
Speaking of like outreach and mm-hmm. Teaching and that sort of thing, like are you connected with the high school workshops at CKCU?
I've done a couple for CKCU, mm-hmm. basically showing and teaching kids. The word DJ is pretty broad lately,
mm.
because everybody that seems to be on radio or whatnot calls themselves a DJ, because there's like a there's DJs and then there's like turntablists, disc jockeys, and mobile DJs. So I try to show them like what most party style DJs do, what actual mixing is, blends, learn about beats per minute, your counts, stuff like that. Just the basically the basics so that they can see if they really want to get into it.
Yeah. It's like beat matching and time signatures, that kind of
thing. Yeah. Stuff like that. And teach them about like different software that's out there that people are using. When I first started, it was all by ear and carry a crate of vinyl.
Yeah.
You know, you get like 300 pounds worth of crates in the back of your car. Thank God for technology and laptops and hard drives, so that it's just, you know, a little 25-pound backpack.
Yeah. 25 pounds tops.
Tops. Unless you're still the type of guy that wants to carry around his own turntables and that. Yeah.
So like when you spin, do you use Synthecode records or to control the music?
Oh, Timecode records?
Yeah.
I'm a big fan of Serato, so I use Timecode records for sure. I still play the old vinyl the odd time. Technically, the Timecode records are vinyl, so you still have that feel of playing vinyl.
Yeah.
It just makes it a lot easier, and I don't like playing on CDJs too much, so I like the old feel more than anything else.
I haven't touched vinyl in like over 20 years, so
I feel you.
Yeah, and I was never like a DJ properly speaking. I was like a radio host,
right?
You know, and there were record players there, and I played records there, but I, you know, there was no beat matching or anything like that. If there was, it was accidental, you know.
Yeah, I feel you. It's just, I like the art form of DJing and blending and making your own remixes and stuff, and having the use of your hands to like control what's going on instead of like a lot of DJs now just push buttons. Not a big fan of that unless you're actually like using a drum machine and that.
Yeah.
Then cool. But the DJs that you see, like, I'm not gonna name names, but the ones that you see at a lot of the house and electro festivals, that their hands are more in the air than actually turning the actual turntable.
Yeah.
I guess it's the way of the future now, so.
Well, I mean, it is and it isn't. Like, the technology will change, people are going to use the new stuff, but at the same time, there's going to be, you know, there's still a vinyl market.
I find vinyls actually come back a lot stronger, because every time I'm down in Toronto, I always hit every vinyl shop going. Ottawa recently has two shops right now. Every time I'm down in TDOT or in New York City or MTL, I'm for sure at a vinyl shop. Crate digging is what people would used to say. I always find it more fun actually having an actual solid piece of basically music than just having the digital format of it. It's a lot harder to find gems crate digging than just going on the internet and being like, well, let's search for this artist and see what remixes there are of the artist, right?
Yeah.
Because back in the day, right, DJs used to have to go and dig through crates to find that exclusive remix.
Yeah.
Now it's like, hey, let's just hit the internet and find 30 remixes. In a way, I'm still, I guess, a little bit of the old school way. I kind of find the internet is a little bit of a downfall to the music industry.
Yeah.
Like, a new song comes out and there's already 30 remixes of it. As before, you used to have to go find that record. The artist was like, okay, this DJ was the only one that was able to remix my song.
So it's like a matter of quality control.
Lately there's no real quality control whatsoever when it comes to the music. Like, why do you want 30 remixes of the same song? And who's really profiting on it? That's in my personal opinion. Yeah, it's good that you're getting your music out to everybody. Like, where's your actual value to that track when the original track has been totally, like, revamped by tons of people? I guess it's the music industry, right?
Something underneath it, like it almost seems like a cultural thing.
Well, people,
like, the remixes are just so proliferated that it's no longer an industrial thing anymore. It's just fractal, you know.
I think it all comes down to the fact of all the new technology, and that, and everybody's able to make stuff out of their basement or out of their bedroom.
Yeah.
Because there's people now selling beats all over the world, and like within 15 minutes they can have a new beat or a remix or a redrum of a track, and it's just like, what's going on? The music industry is almost, in my personal opinion, oversaturated.
Yeah.
So the actual like value has dropped, in my personal opinion. Yeah. And on top of that, people pretty much want to hear something new all the time. Beyonce, Drunk in Love, she brings out that track, and then all of a sudden there's already three remixes of it, and people are like, okay, that was popular last week. What's happening this week?
Yeah. Do you think it might be part of the like the societal role of the DJ to sort of curate and represent the good stuff?
Well, that's basically what I try to do on my radio show, even when it comes to Canadian hip-hop. Because if you look at Canadian hip-hop from back in the day to where it's at now, I find Canadian hip-hop to be a lot stronger, more diverse, and better sounding than what true North American hip-hop is now. Because if you look at a lot of hip-hop now, like commercial hip-hop, it's very kind of cookie-cutter hip-hop. As where you look at Canadian independent hip-hop, you got sounds that you have like rock influence in hip-hop, you have jazz influences in hip-hop, you have East Coast and West Coast sounds from Canada. And I just find our Canadian artists are really, they've set the bar a lot higher, I find, than what what's going on in our bigger brother from the south.
I like the quotes there too. Yeah. The big brother, there's a double meaning.
Never mind his bollocks when you see him in your neighborhood. Just how it is, no rest for the wicked. So been getting little sleep, Vans back on the road again. See more of the countryside than see my family. Like 3 years running, feeling like a ghost to my father. And I'm thinking back when I found out I was adopted. Somehow, I guess a part of me lost him. I ain't hating, got a son of my own now. So I'm trying to fill in that void for my boy now. What's crazy is I adopted him. Full circle, I guess it's just how it is. And being a father, I probably wasn't ready either. But I'm trying to do the best with what I have to offer. So I'm back right where the story begins. Full circle, I guess I'm feeling just like him. This one is for my father and I know we don't speak. But I wanted you to know that you're always close to me. I'm growing up and I feel a lot like you. So I'm sorry for everything that I ever put you through. I can't live life as the crow flies, as the crow flies, as the crow flies. See, I made my turns, still can't turn back time. And I swear, mother, I'm still trying to do my best. Sitting in this dingy bar, waiting on soundcheck. Chasing that big check, searching out success. That's why sometimes I'm pissed, cause I ain't found it yet. So I'm traveling my path to try and make our life easier. Even though it's really not a guarantee. And I keep thinking about how much has been there. And what if I can't do the same in return in a few years? Not just a failed rapper, but a failed son. I don't want my only success in life to be I kick drugs. That's why I'm shooting so high, the furthest I can reach. And all I need from her right now is to believe. So I can come full circle when she's needing me. So I could buy her all the things she couldn't buy, cause of raising me. I got my boy and I wanna give him the world. Full circle, I guess I'm feeling just like her. This one is for my mother and I'm following my heart. But I wanted you to know that you're always in my heart. Yeah, I'm growing up and I feel a lot like you. So I'm sorry for everything that I ever put you through. I can't live life as the crow flies, as the crow flies, as the crow flies. See, I made my turns, still can't turn back time. Can't live life as the crow flies, as the crow flies, as the crow flies. See, I made my turns, still can't turn back time.
Which Canadian artists and producers do you think are raising that bar?
Man, there's so many good Canadian artists. That's the thing, and so many good producers. Just for an example, if you look at guys from the West Coast, like last night, we had Kyprios in Ottawa, who is an amazing artist all around. He can sing, rap, he even ended up beatboxing at one point. Yeah. You had Animal Nation, very talented as well. You have guys like Atticus out in Vancouver. You have guys like Status Crew, Swollen Members, all those cats. And then when you work across Canada, you got people like Abstract Art Form and that, who bring such a different style into Ontario. And like, I find it kind of bad to say like just Toronto has a lot of people, but everybody seems to migrate to Toronto.
Yeah.
Right? So you got artists such as like Philly Moves, who was from Ottawa, who are now in Toronto. But you got the whole Dropping Science crew, you got the Breaking Records crew, you got a whole whack of people that have been just pumping out great music from the get-go. You got guys like Relic, Fresh Kills, so many cats. Spesh K come to Ottawa. You got people like Atherton, Flight Distance, just jump across the river, and you got So Nice, Sawbuck, Swish a T, and then just keep it going. You got Clarity, you got C, who is technically from Australia, but I consider him Canadian since he's been here for a while. So you got
I had him on the show, actually. He said, I don't know if I belong in the show, but Canadian rappers. And I was like, oh, you're building here. You're like,
yeah. Exactly. And then you get out to the West Coast out in Halifax, and you got guys like Ambition, and even like
Ambies.
Yeah, Ambeezy. There's so many good artists. Like, that's just across Canada, like a short list. But there's so many good artists. Each one is coming out with different flavors all the time. And the nice thing I think about a lot of Canadian hip-hop is that people are using their day-to-day life and their life experiences. That's how hip-hop used to be back in the 90s.
Like Decisive washing dishes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. or Ghetto Socks talking about burgers.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? Stuff like that. But like, you look at hip-hop back in like what people say the golden era of hip-hop, or like just the start of hip-hop. It used to be true stories of day-to-day life. The Canadian artists are keeping that more so than what's going on in commercial style of music. The indie hip-hop scene, you can get more feel to the music and more touch. You can relate more to it than what's really being played on commercial radio right now.
What's the name of that artist from New Zealand? Lord? Royals?
I think
is the name of the song. It just sort of, that struck a chord with me because it was sort of like the explanation of why that music is popular.
Right.
You know, like she's kind of complaining about irrelevant music that is topping charts and being played all over the radio, but at the same time it explains why, I think. To sort of like, you know, they deliver a fantasy, not to, you know, it's so cool to shit on Rick Ross right now, but I mean, you know, the last gangster rapper is a corrections officer, you know.
Yeah, it's just, I don't think I really consider Rick Ross a gangster rapper.
Yeah,
because like if you look at what gangster rap used to be, right, you had guys like Eazy-E, Ice-T, Tupac, Biggie, rest in peace to three of those members.
Yeah.
Right? If you look at gangster rap then, all those guys, when they spit something or said something in their lyrics, it had a meaning of what was going on at that time. As now, when you hear what people are saying for gangster rap and about pretty much women, money, pretending like you're hardcore.
Yeah.
Right? It's a false image.
It's exploitation for entertainment.
Pretty much, in my personal opinion, right? And it's a lot, like I said, it's more cookie cutter. As one friend of mine would say, it's balls and backpacks rap, basically.
I like that. Who said that?
Major One would say that.
Major One.
Yeah.
Balls and backpacks. That's good. That is good.
Hip hop has basically lost what it used to be. But now hip-hop is actually seen more in the public eye because of it being so commercial. More people are listening to hip-hop than what it used to be, right?
Yeah.
Because people used to listen to hip-hop, but you wouldn't see kids younger than 13 listening to hip-hop that often. Because back then, in the 90s, like when I was growing up, technically my first hip-hop influence would be because of an older friend who let me listen to it.
Yeah.
Right? Back then, technically the very first album I got to hear was Two Live Crew Band in the USA. So that was like my first like into hip hop.
Oh, wow.
I copped that off of him right away. I was pretty young, and I was listening to that in school, and I got in trouble for listening to that school. You know? And then from there, it was like Lethal Injection. Mm. Pretty much a lot harder stuff than what's out there now. And then I have to give it to, like, Much Music for having Rap City and that when I grew up, because that was like a religious thing right after school. 3:30, 4 o'clock, had to get to Much Music to be able to be like Rap City with Master T. Was it Master T back then?
I don't remember the guy's name. He was a big guy. I saw him a couple of years ago too. He's got like, he had a flat top back then. He's got like dreads down past his waist now, and I can't remember his name now.
But Rap City was like a clutch thing growing up. That's dating me though. So
I mean, that's like
it almost like hip hop has its own love hate relationship with itself. When it comes to my radio show and that, I definitely try to at least give our Canadian artists their proper place when it comes to coverage.
Well, I know you've given me some spins.
For sure.
And I've heard some Spech K and some Maestro. And
the list is pretty long lately.
Yeah. It's
it keeps going. And even our Canadian artists that don't live in Canada anymore, they're still Canadian, like Josh Martinez.
Mm, yeah.
And Meja One, who is out in Singapore doing her thing right now. So big ups to her. I've had the honor of being able to play stages with her. I want to give her a big shout out. But I want to give a big shout out pretty much to all the Canadian artists and everybody that's been on the mix, definitely doing their thing for hip hop.
Where can people find you online?
Well, I'm pretty easy to find. I'm probably the only DJ Two Creams in the world. If you go on Google and do DJ Two Creams, spelt as DJ the number two, and Creams with a Z, there's probably like 36 pages on Google. Twitter, at DJ Two Creams. Facebook, same thing. SoundCloud, same thing. Hulkshare, same thing. When you do Hulkshare, you'll probably end up finding more of the radio shows, which is The Mix. You can follow us on our Facebook page, which is The Mix on CKCU. I don't know, get at us.
Yeah.
If you're a Canadian artist, send me your stuff, your bio. Well, send the crew, actually, I would say, because The Mix is actually, there's two people running that right now.
Yeah.
There's myself. And big shout outs to Tiff, who is actually located in Toronto. Just hit us up and we'll for sure filter through everything.
Yeah, if there's a hip hop event in Toronto, she's there with the camera right up front.
For sure. It's much appreciated, that's for sure. I want to actually give a big shout out to the Big Ticket crew out in Toronto. I get to do the promo mixes. Definitely, if you guys are in Toronto, hit that up. They definitely support a lot of Canadian hip hop.
That's right, next one's April 11th, eh? Hosted by Maestro, go figure.
Yeah, hosted by the Godfather.
Big
shout outs to Maestro.
Yeah,
for sure.
I mean, do we have to say the whole thing, Godfather? Can we not just say the God?
Legend. Tune in online, www.ckcufm.com. Come and enjoy the music, because that's what I'm here for.
All right. Thanks very much for the time and the talk.
No worries.
Hey, you. Wherever I drop my musical anchor, never you try to conquer. Warrior song, got my back to the sun when I rise. I'm the one chosen for the day, proud. I'm the warrior song with the little guns. Come on, I wanna bust guns on the run when I come with the warrior song. Got my back to the sun when I rise. I'm the one chosen for the day, proud. I'm the warrior song.
Yeah, I'm a warrior. Watch this. War this evening, yin yang changing and creeping. No time for sleeping. My heart is heavy and deep, and on the hustle like grind. Throw your sign when my chime go beep. All my people they find they got that street sense. Now they always on time, don't need no pretense. My steez is fresher than pine, sent to shine double back. Got that polish and that piece called dumb. Ooh, need me. Bass on the rhythm, hearts beating a spark at night. The summer's leaving, breathing in the scent of the breeze. An architect with the keys, skylock with the Nazi dreads. Yo, take a peek, heard a whisper on approach. Big things, just a lot. maintain. They like to call me daddy like my name was Kane. I fight, call me caddy, raised against the grain. On the down low, daddy, I'm just playing the game, yo. With their little guns, come on, I wanna bust guns on the run when I come with that warrior song. Got my back to the sun when I rise, and the one chosen for the day proud. I'm that warrior song. Watch this. Another sound boy loses life tonight. I must continue the show. Sound system bigger than the transnational. 5 foot killer through Manila like Pacquiao. Fingers in the air for peace like Chicka Blau. Never seen a Chinese gal so big and loud. Whoa. The drums through your skin and bone marrow. Pull back the bow and arrow. I keep steady on the sparrow. Watch me. Ripping through the scene on Kawasaki's. Make the giddy green. Magic beans find giants for me. Can't ignore me. Over your tongue sound system. Grow a nagging mission. React. No indecision. Just roll. Forget your panty shows. Run with big boys now. Watch my crooked flow. Mesa, Arizona to the tip of Japan. Watch the Yankee man singing. Oh, yes, we can. Lion City data. Indonesian type of slang. When I bring it back, I yeah, just a rule. Yeah, things in.
Thanks again to DJ Two Creams for the time and the talk, and respect to Relic, Abstract Art Form, and Meja One.
For consideration as a featured artist on Between Bars, drop me a track and a bio at buzzy.bars@gmail.com, spelled like it sounds. To submit a track for rotation, same drill. You can also hit me up on Twitter at RealDukeBuzzy, all one word, all spelled correctly.
Join me again next week for more music and a conversation with Ottawa's Eddie Quotes. Till then, this is Duke Buzzy saying,
if you're working with others, and you really should be, they will occasionally let you down. Teamwork is hard, whether there's money involved or not. It's up to you to decide whether a particular partner or associate is worth the drama they bring, the work they don't do, or the support they don't provide. It might actually be worth it, depending on what else they bring.
Thanks again for listening. Now go kick your impending death in the balls.